Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, what is a do-at-home Sleekify workout that you can do with no weights to sculpt and tighten your body in just 28 days? Really? Well, yes, so says my guest, international fitness expert Michael Olajide Jr. I think I pronounced that well. Welcome to the show, Michael. So tell us, what is a Sleekify workout, and how did you even come up with something like this?
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Melanie. Well, it comes from my actual athletic background. I was a former number one middleweight contender in the world as a professional boxer. And when I retired from boxing, I kind of had to develop a new type of workout. I had to have something to do. I retired early. It was forced. It wasn't chosen. So anyway, I developed this workout that you do what a fighter does without the impact. So it's really like getting fit without getting hit. Everything that an athlete would do without the negative side of it. And it really, people really responded to it well. But not only did they respond emotionally to it well, psychologically, but physically, their bodies responded so quick and immediate. And I think it was, like, the whole Sleekify thing is, leave the machines behind, let your body do the work. Don't let the machines do it for you. It's not going to work that way. Your body kind of like, I mean, it's really cool. It's like the ground doesn't move for you. On the treadmill, it moves for you, and it kind of makes your body move, and I understand that, and it's great, but there's nothing better than when your body is absorbing the power and exuding energy and doing, you know, using your mind to move your body and motivate yourself. Getting back in touch with your physical self is really what Sleekify is all about.
Oh, I love that concept. Now, there have been sort of, and I'm not going to list them, but other boxing programs in the past and kickboxing
sure.
and, you know,
sure.
ones. What sets yep. this apart from those?
Well, this takes real actual boxing maneuvers, but it also takes the element, like some programs are just like full boxing or full kickboxing. When I say full, I mean fake. Like, it's not really how you would execute a maneuver, and at that speed, it's kind of condescending in a lot of ways. And I'll take people as, yeah, it doesn't matter if they're 70 or if they're 7. I'll take you and I'll develop you if you want to go towards the world title. There's not going to be any, you know, there may be a difference in terms of how much you can do, but it's not like you cannot do it given the time and given the correct coaching and form. So we really take that into consideration and teach people really how a professional boxer would learn. And then there's a level of expectancy. I expect you to be able to do it unless there's some physical, like medical reason you can't. There's no reason why you can't do it. And then we take the ingredients that an athlete has to show in competition, like dexterity, agility, endurance, stamina, you know what I mean? And reflexes, things that other programs just don't touch because, I don't know, maybe they just don't think that way.
Because
they
some of them, I think, Michael, have, I do, I think some of them just have you following moves and they're
yeah.
mindless, but there is, you know, because a large percent of the population want mindless workouts where they just follow some moves and hopefully get in shape in the process.
Yeah,
tell us about Sleekify. Give me some examples. This is a training show. I'm a trainer. You're a trainer. Train us on the air. Tell us what Sleekify involves. Give us a little example here.
Okay, so let's start off with, you've got your warm-up done, your body's hot, ready to work. Now let's start off with a little bit of jump rope. And you're going to get the endorphins going, you're going to get your cardiovascular, everything turned on, your body hot. What I want you to do is take the rope, make sure it's the correct length first, step on the middle of it, both feet together, top of the handle should sit under the armpits. First thing you want to master is the basic jump. That's one turn, one jump. Many people go to the schoolgirl jump right away, and that's always a problem because you're not really jumping the rope. That way you're skipping. It's different. Every time, and here's the thing with aero box and aero jump from Sleekify, your hands keep the time. Whereas when you're doing cardiovascular exercise, generally it's your legs. Like when you're riding a bike or you're running and dancing, things like that. So now your hands are leading with your momentum, with your speed and with the purpose. And the hands are smarter than the legs. So you get the rope going.
And they're closer
turn,
to the heart.
Turn. Yes, closer to the heart. So it's making cardiovascular workout and something people aren't used to. Working at a different speed with their hands. Yeah, you can go faster with your legs, but yeah, you can go considerably. It's just in terms of comparisons, it's just not even close. So anyway, you get that basic jump and just one turn, one jump, and then you start doing different patterns with the legs that require it has more muscular endurance and cardiovascular endurance. So you're mixing the two together, the cardio and the muscle endurance. You don't have to stop to do one or the other. So you get the basic jump down, and then once you do that, you're hopping on one foot, then the other, or you're going side to side. I just like people to build it up gradually. And when you go from the basic jump first, your body tends to, it'll get tired of the same pattern. It then becomes easy. Your body will let you know when it's time to get to the next level. Don't rush it. You know what I mean? So even if you jump 3 minutes on and off the length of a song, just have fun with that. Let your body absorb it first. Don't have this, too often if the rope catches our feet, we get frustrated, we throw it down, we don't want to do it.
Then
anymore.
They stop.
Exactly.
Okay, so you want to go the length of a song. You want to jump rope. Now, can you pick any kind of music that you like? Is there certain music you want them to be using?
Any music you like, anything that's motivating to you. I generally like a person to go within themselves and find their own motivation, but sometimes it's good just to have like music to even just to time or to get you moving. And sometimes like the music that we use, which is kind of like house electronic with a beat, I have people operating on that beat, so I know I can get people working at a certain level in a certain rate, like 140 BPMs. And if you're moving at that pace, you're moving quick enough. And that's the average we're going at, 140 BPM. Then we take it up to double turns or speed jumping and different types of maneuvers. And we take it up, you get your heart rate up to considerably high, depending on the individual and how athletic you are. But
now we only have a minute and a half left or 2 minutes left, Michael. But what comes after jumping rope? So we've warmed up, we've jumped rope, we've done it to a song or two, we've gotten the speed, we've gone along with it. What is next?
So next I get into shadow boxing. Teach people how to close a fist properly, how to go from a basic stance, and to throw, like I have to start off with the jabs. It's the most basic, elementary, and most used punch in boxing. And there's a coordination that comes with it that you have to learn, the rotation of the fist with the extension of the arm. You don't overcommit your body. These are just short, fast, direct punches. The hand doesn't stay out. As fast as it goes out, you pull it back. And we repeat different patterns with the left, right. So you're actually toning and your upper body as well as getting a cardiovascular workout. And you can use a 1 pound hand weight. You don't have to use hand weights if you don't want to. It's one of those exercises that you'd be surprised how just that little maneuver defines the body. It sleekifies the body. It cuts the body up, but it doesn't bulk the body. And again, it's a different way to get. You just finished jumping rope. You use your legs. Now you're using your arms in a different way, in a more all-encompassing way, and that kind of takes care of your upper body as well. So we go from jabs into combinations, whereas you now start to throw with the power punch. You're twisting your body. You're using your core. And all your power.
Michael, I hate to have to cut you off, but we are out of time. Really quickly, tell people where they can find out more about Sleekify.
You can find Sleekify online. You can go to Amazon.com and get the book. It's really an amazing read. A lot of people have been giving us a lot of good praise. Hugh Jackman loves it. What else could you say if the Wolverine loves it, right?
It's
a great.
Well, that's a great. It sounds like a great workout, and I'm really looking forward to trying it myself. So thank you so much. And remember that these are all good workouts. Ways that we discuss here on Train Your Body are the ways that you can get in shape, motivate, and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well.